Now we've got Tom in Anchorage, Alaska, who's dealing with a possible mold situation. How can we help?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I've got a crawl space. It's about 4 feet high, and I've got it's musty smell down there. And I think, you know, I haven't seen any mold, but I'm thinking that, you know, sounds like there might be some there. So, you know, looking at maybe trying to wipe it down and get rid of the smell, and then what I do to treat it as far as keeping it from coming back. I've got Visqueen down, or, you know, 4 mil plastic down on the floor, and that I haven't had any moisture per se.
Okay.
You know, we have a wet season that things get real wet. So.
Well, let's start with the basics, Tom. First of all, make sure that you are keeping that as dry as possible by paying careful attention to your exterior gutters, making sure that they are clean, making sure the downspouts are sloped away from the wall. And then take a look at the slope of the soil around the house. Make sure that's also sloping away. Those two things will keep the moisture to a minimum inside. Now, you say that you're concerned about mold, but you're not sure that you have it. I don't want to give you advice to treat something that doesn't exist. Do you have any evidence that there's a mold problem down there now, or is it mostly just the humidity issue?
Well, it's mostly the smell makes me think that there ought to be something there. It's kind of a musty smell.
What about adding a fan, like a vent fan?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was going to suggest. What you might want to do is get a crawl space vent fan. These fans are exactly the size of a concrete block. They're 8x16. They fit inside of the concrete block, and they're hooked up to humidistats. So whenever the humidity becomes high in the crawl space, they automatically come on, and they draw drier air across the crawl space, which will make it less humid and eliminate that damp smell at the same time.
Okay. Now, I had heard something about like wiping down the walls with a Clorox solution, and I've got a wood foundation stem wall. It's a treated wood.
Okay.
And I was wondering if there's any safety issues with using Clorox on that treated wood.
No, there isn't, but there's a new product out that is applied with a fogger that you might be interested in. This is called Concrobium Mold Control. It's spelled Concrobium. It's sold at the Home Depot, and you have to get it in the rental center because you have to rent a fogger to put it on. But basically, it's a new non-toxic material that has a formula that sort of encapsulates the mold and the fungus, and so it will inhibit any mold growth. So it's okay on the wood wall, and it's okay on the block wall as well. So if you want to be extra safe and make sure that you nip it in the bud if it's getting started, you might want to do the mold treatment down there. But also, don't forget to pay attention to those drainage issues, because that is the source of many, many mold problems.
Look at your overlaps on the Visqueen that you've laid down on the floor. When you're butting up the seams or laying two joints together, you want to make sure that you really overlap one piece over the other by a good 2 feet, so you're not getting any sort of leakage through there as well.
Painting that like with kills or something after I treat it, after I fog the floor joists and the bottom of the flooring above, you know.
Generally, you don't paint your floor joists, and I don't really think that's necessary. I think if you control the moisture, do one treatment, you should be good to go.
Hey, appreciate it, guys. Thank you much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.